Cool. Hi. Welcome. I hate doing the intro every time. They're always looking me right in the eye. Hi. Welcome to TV Casualty, the podcast about TV shows I've never seen. And today we are here with our guest, my good friend, a comedian, also a podcast host, and just a damn good guy. It's Chris Caligero.
Hello. I hate those intros too.
Yeah, dude. So rough.
It's hard to just drop in and be like, hi.
Hi, I'm doing the thing that no one really likes to do right now. Every guest so far has laughed at me.
Yeah,
while I'm doing it.
It's hard. I went through a phase of when I started my podcast being like, okay. And it'd be like, go. And I'd be like, okay, welcome. And then at a certain point, I had this like meta awakening where I said it. And I was like, John, have I been saying okay every podcast? He's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably say, hey, hi, hello, like 5,000 times at the beginning of every podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's not comfortable. It's not natural.
No.
I think I changed my voice a little bit.
I mean, that is why radio shows have like, you know, drops and intro music, so that when you come in, it's like, welcome.
Yeah, dude, should I start doing this shock jock style?
Yeah,
instead, I wish I was like, what's up? This is TV. Fuck off with Mike and the Boner. Episode's over. I don't have a soundboard.
And I'm the Boner.
Oh, dude, I want to be Mike and the Boner so bad. I want to be both. I wanna run a radio show for like years as Mike and the Boner.
Yeah.
But never tell anyone
that you're
that
the boner.
I'm also the Boner.
You're also the Boner. And then and then just have like some weird Inside the Actor's Studio moment where you're like, guess what? I was the Boner.
Yeah. Or somebody's like, so can we speak to the Boner?
Yeah, let me get him. You turn around. You do that like old comedian thing where before impressions you turn around and then you come back.
I turn back and I have like the fake glasses with the dick nose.
Hey, it's me, the Boner.
And otherwise you're dressed like a little Steven.
Yeah. Oh god, I have a fucking silk bandana cascading down the back of my neck.
Oh yeah.
And I feel alive for the first time. I think that once I hit my 40s or 50s, there's going to be...
You're going to be alive.
I'm going to... First of all, I'm going to make it. Second of all, I think there's going to be some fucked up fashion choices.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see what old Mike looks like.
There's no way there won't be a leather duster in the mix.
I feel like
you're sweeping the floor.
You're gonna like segue into like weird 70s shirt, like button up 70s. Oh,
Because everyone makes fun of me now because I button my shirts up all the way to my throat.
Right.
And everyone says, be comfortable. And I'm like, oh, why start now?
It sounds really weird when you say, I button my shirts up to my throat.
Yeah. I want it to feel like I'm being choked.
You
could
just say you button them all the way up.
Yeah. Up to my throat. Yeah. Up to my throat.
Up to my throat.
Up to my throat, where I then tie a noose. You know, the good stuff. But yeah, I think maybe once I get a little bit older, they're going to start being a little more open.
Your shirts?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah,
me sexually.
Well,
I'll pop open my shirt and start.
The more buttons that come over, the more things you've tried.
Yeah. Oh, brother. I want to meet the one guy who only buttons the bottom button. We're like, what haven't you done yet?
Just you, baby.
Yeah. Oh, that's his pickup line. He's like, I've been waiting for you the whole time. And you're like, Jarrett, you got me again.
Oh, brother.
That's horny Jarrett.
That's horny Jarrett.
That's that boy, horny Jarrett.
That's our neighborhood, horny Jarrett.
Oh, what are we at? 4 minutes and I've already said the word horny? Jesus Christ.
No, well, speaking of horny.
Well, speaking of horny. No, so yeah, we are here to do talking. Fucking Christ.
To do talking into microphones, recording into a computer.
Yeah, we're here to talk about TV shows I haven't seen with people who love them.
Yep.
And today, if you couldn't tell, Chris is here to talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Dun, dun, dun. My favorite TV show. Yeah, baby.
We got an audible ooh from producer Leif.
20-year anniversary.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because when I was Googling stuff about it, there was a lot of, like, Sarah Michelle Gellar says, we're not doing a reunion! And stuff like that. I'm like, Sarah, please!
They
calm down!
They just did a Entertainment Weekly reunion photo shoot.
Oh, how did everybody look?
Looked pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, Spike looked pretty healthy.
Oh, I like that. Now that I have blonde hair, multiple people have told me I look like Spike.
Yeah, you. Yep.
Hey, it's me, Spike from Buffy.
It's me, Spike from Buffy. Yeah, you have a Spike vibe.
I'll take that. He was not in the episode I saw, I don't think.
He's not introduced till like season three, maybe?
I'll take season three.
I think season three?
I'll take season three.
Yeah, season three is the peak season.
Is
best
it?
Season, yeah.
Okay. Well, I've seen one episode. Which I'm mad about that I only watched one.
Yeah.
Because it's a two-parter.
Right, it is a two-parter. It's like
a two-parter, and it's like to be continued. And I was like, I have to go to work.
It's a big two-parter. I remember.
It is.
Okay, here's old man Caligiuro talking. Yeah. You know, I watched it when it premiered.
Okay, perfect. That's always the first question.
Yeah.
And it's
oh,
great.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So it came out March 10th, 1997.
Yeah.
So you watched it from the premiere.
I watched it from the premiere because I had seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie.
Which I have seen.
In theaters.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
Yeah, my friend's mom took us and I was like, oh, I love this movie.
Yeah,
it's
so good.
Very underrated movie.
I think it's very funny.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Was that after Paul Reubens had gone to jail?
Yes.
Or before?
That was after.
That was like the first thing back,
It was
maybe?
One of the first things back.
Oh, it's so... That... The scene... Listen, if you haven't seen the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie,
go see it.
Watch it. Go to my house. Come borrow the VHS tape. Watch it in my VCR because
you
probably don't
know.
Can
you just give out your address, please?
Yeah.
Where should they
I'll
go?
Just give out my address right now.
Where should they go, Mike?
Fuck off.
It also is like a weird little time capsule of the early 90s because it's like Christy Swanson and Luke Perry and David Arquette.
Oh, David Arquette. He's a great shitty vampire. Like,
yeah.
Like shitty teen vampire.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because. Buffy the Vampire the Slayer the show is funnier than I thought it would be.
Right.
It's pretty tongue in cheek. The movie is like almost too much.
Yeah, yeah,
it's crazy.
It is for sure. Also like the TV show does sort of allude to the idea that the events of the movie happened to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Okay.
Because when she moves, I don't know if it's in the first she says like, "Oh, I burnt my gym down."
Burnt the gym down. Yeah, yeah, that's in the first episode.
Right.
So, oh yeah, and that's from the movie. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then she's just the same Buffy from the movie.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You can kind of like do some continuity there.
Yeah. Okay. So what was your life like March 10th, 1997, roughly?
Okay.
What was life like for Chris Calgera?
I have a pretty good. I was going to a private high school.
Oh, ooh.
Which I did not want to be going to.
Yeah. Where?
In Morris County. I went to Morris Catholic High School.
Okay. In New Jersey.
New Jersey. I had just moved to my town that I grew up in at age 10.
Okay.
So it was like from 5th to 8th grade, I was going to public school and I was like just getting in, and then my parents like wanted to send me to private school. So
okay.
Like I just made some friends and then I went to private school where none of them were going.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
So then I got like really sad and I hated being there.
Yeah.
And I remember... I remember seeing the billboard for Buffy like on the school bus home, and I was like, oh, like I'm gonna watch that
this
show.
This is my new friend.
Yeah,
and my new friend, the TV show.
I was a very sad, 97, 14 year old boy.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, I'm watching the show, and I watched it, and I fell in love, and I loved it.
Yeah,
and I never missed an episode until like I went to college.
Ooh, that's wild.
Yeah.
So was private school like a punishment? Or was it just a thing your parents wanted to do?
It wasn't. It was just a thing. Like, my sister went to private school and kind of thrived there.
Okay.
And I think my parents had just, like, wanted to send me to Catholic school again to be like, oh, you'll go to private school now, and that's fine. And I was just, it was different because my sister was, like, she's only there from, like, 7th to 8th grade.
Okay, yeah.
And so it was, like, kind of different. And I was just like, I just don't want to, and I transferred sophomore year.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So...
Yeah, because...
It wasn't a punishment. It was just like, they didn't get how much I did not want to be.
Yeah, because for me, that was always a... private school was always a threat. Was like, oh,
yeah.
we're going to send you to Catholic school. We're going to send you to military school if you don't shape up.
Yeah, the and, classic.
Yeah, where it was like... Because the weird thing was when I was a little kid, when I was really little, I wanted to go to military school.
Really?
I had this weird obsession with like... I think a lot of little boys have it where it's like, where you're like 7, 8 years old and you're like, I love war.
Yeah.
It's like a weird thing where it's like I was really into G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
So then you're like, I love war. I love, I would like.
Violence.
I love, but not even violence where it was like, I would like take out like the children's encyclopedia of like World War II guns, like weird shit like that from the library. And I would just like, it wasn't even like I was watching violent movies. It was like, I'm learning about how this pistol works.
Yeah. Weird.
And shit like that.
It's disconcerting for a child.
Yeah. Where it was, I remember third grade, before third grade, it was like back to school shopping. And I was like, I know where I want to go. My mom's like, where in the mall? I was like, Army Navy
surplus store.
I want little kids camouflage jacket and pants.
Yeah, get me some dead man's dog tags. Yes,
dude, I had my dad's dog tags from the Navy and I would wear them all the time.
Dog tags were cool, man.
Yeah, I got, oh, we went on a school, did you ever go, because you grew up pretty close to New York City also.
Yeah.
Did you ever go on a school field trip to the USS Intrepid?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I made myself dog tags because they had a little kiosk there. You can make your own dog tags.
God, how fucking weird is that?
Dog tags
are just to identify people who've died in the field of battle.
And I was like, bam, this is my field trip money. I want dog tags so people know I'm Roman Catholic. When I die, young.
You can either make dog tags or use this thing to stretch a penny out. Which one you want to do?
I have a gigantic squished penny
collection. Oh, you do?
Yeah. Like, not, it's, there's no reason
you
to
have a squished penny collection?
It's not really a collection. I have a bunch of squished pennies.
It's more than you should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one should have them. I remember I went to Disney with my friends in like my early 20s.
Uh-huh.
As like a vacation, as like the fifth wheel.
All right. Yeah. Going to Disney as an adult, it weirds me out.
I'm not a fan. I went once when I was 16. It was the first time I went, and I was like, this is too old to be here for the first time. But then a bunch of my friends were all going, and I was like, I love this. And then my other friend, who was also like another single guy, dropped at the last second. Because it was like, it'd be like, oh, me and you, we're like, you know, it's like two couples, and then me and you, we'll hang out.
Yeah, me and you, we'll do a thing.
We'll hang out. We'll share a pull-out couch.
Yeah.
And then he dropped because I don't know why. So then it was just me, and I just like was like running around Disney and Universal like, making squish pennies and be like, this is fun, right? And then everyone's like, we're in love. And I'm like, I love pennies.
I love pennies.
I love squished pennies.
Squished pennies, man. It's like those weird old-timey things where you do it and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, where it's like, this isn't worth the 50 cents I spent to squish it.
As a squit to lose
a penny.
Well, I spent 51 cents on this.
Yeah, to get this penny back that I can't spend anywhere, but at least it has Spider-Man on it now.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a spider fan.
No, well, I am a spider fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that shit. that came out derogatory.
No, I do.
And I meant it that way.
I do. I do. I do like it. And you can go fuck yourself.
Well, you know, I would love to.
I like it, but I have other interests, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
It's different enough, right?
Yeah. It's. I would say, yeah. It's not a cartoon.
No.
Spider-Man's not a cartoon sometimes. But Buffy's not a cartoon.
Spider-Man is not a cartoon sometimes.
But Buffy is not a cartoon. All the time.
You're right.
Was there a Buffy cartoon?
There was not. There's a Buffy comic book, but
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
That counts, actually. That's a cartoon. That's actually 100% what cartoon is.
It's pretty cartoony.
I don't know if you guys have been listening for a while, but comic books is cartoons.
And cartoons is comic books.
Mm-hmm. That it goes both ways.
Right.
but yeah, so what was like the thing, like, so you'd seen the movie.
Seen the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I love the movie. There was the scene at the end where Paul Reubens dies.
Oh, the best.
Is one of, I think, truly the top 10 funniest scenes in a movie.
It's great.
Ever.
It's great.
It's so funny. When I was like 22, 23, I was like, I moved out of my parents' house out of my dad's house when I was like 18, 19. And then like 22, 23, I was like, I got to come back for a little bit. I lost it all. So I was living there, and then my high school girlfriend, like, hit me up on Facebook and was like, do you want to hang out? And I was like, I have never been this sad.
I am sad enough to hang out.
And I was like, for sure. And then she, like, came over one night to my dad's house, and I made her watch the entirety of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie while we sat on two opposite ends of the
Good
couch.
Good for you, yeah.
And then I was like, I was in my head, I was like, we will kiss. when the movie is done. And not 1 second before. Yeah. I want to watch that Paul Rubens death scene.
Once he's dead, maybe you get a kiss. Yeah,
and then we can kiss and then get out of my house.
good for you. That's smart.
Yeah,
smart
it play. Was, oh, man.
That's, but that scene is so funny.
It's so funny that it's worth it.
Yeah.
To like be like, we'll do kissing a little later.
I think it is it is worth it to put a kiss off.
Yeah.
I think the thing though is like Joss Whedon wasn't necessarily happy with how that movie came out.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons he wanted to like revisit the character.
Oh, I didn't know that he did the movie.
Yeah, Joss Whedon is like that's his thing.
Yeah.
I don't think he directed it,
but he wrote it.
He wrote it.
Okay. Are you like a Whedon freak?
Love Whedon.
I've never seen, I guess, other than Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, and now the first episode of the television
Big
show.
Big Whedon guy.
I don't think I've seen anything he's ever put out.
Big Whedon guy. When they were filming the Avengers.
Wait, which one? Which Avengers did he do? The first one?
The first one.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So I saw Whedon.
You saw Whedon. you've been Whedon.
I winked at Whedon. I saw it. I was like, hey,
they
buddy.
Were filming outside my office, and I saw them like setting up. It was like the big scene at the end where like the ship crashes. They like land like right outside Grand Central.
Oh
and
yes,
there
yes.
was like the fight on the street. I saw them setting everything up, and like they had like the green screen like ship, like that was like part of a ship with like green screen in it and shit.
Oh okay, yeah.
And they were gonna film it on the weekend, and I was like, if Joss is there, I need to go down there.
I'll be back. I've never seen I've seen so many things that I don't know what they are being filmed here, so I have no idea.
Right.
Where I saw they filmed Daredevil, I think, in Greenpoint.
They did film Daredevil.
Yeah, so I saw them make the fake, I saw them putting up the fake subway stop.
Oh, cool.
To like be like, it's Hell's Kitchen, wink, wink.
Right.
It was like Greenpoint, but then I didn't see anything. And then one time I got caught trying to steal food from the catering table for girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's rare that somebody gets caught.
Yeah. Where one time they were throwing a bunch of stuff out at another shoot for something else. And I just went, hey, can I have a bagel? And they went, yeah, sure. And
yeah. There's nice. So much food on movie sets. It's fucking outrageous.
But I got caught on the girls. And then they're like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm part of the cast.
Paul, you gotta say crew.
No, because I look enough like I could be on the cast you gotta of Girls. No. I was like, yeah, I'm on the show.
You gotta say crew.
And I'm like, fuck, is that what happened? And they're like, no, you're not. And I was like, you're right. And then I just walked away.
Because like, who's ever in the cast, like they know.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm an extra.
Even worse. An extra going over there sometimes is worse than like a real person. They're not real.
But what if I'm like a
Featured extra. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got a line, and that line deserves these bananas I'm trying to take.
That for sure won't go out of your head.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? I say, how you doing in this scene?
Yeah.
Give me a banana.
Yeah, I say, I'd like a scone.
Yeah. All right, so this, I got a couple of notes. Let's see.
What we got?
I got a lot of notes, actually, but this is what I wrote down before I knew the show. So I wrote, the date it came out, I wrote, I'm Spike from Buffy, because that's what people have told me.
Covered.
Seen the movie, and then I just wrote, musical episode?
There is.
Because I think that there is a musical episode.
There is
episode.
A musical episode.
Okay.
Season 6.
I think I maybe watched that when it came out.
Yeah.
Because it was a thing where they were like, it's the Buffy musical episode, and they like hyped it up crazy. So that is like just the fact that it existed is a memory in my head.
Yeah, no, that was like a big moment for the show, and I think they pimped it pretty hard, and I feel like it was like one of the first of those new shows to like do a musical episode.
Yeah, where it was like, who else? It's like they've done one. Scrubs
did one, I think.
Yeah
The Flash just did one.
Ooh,
the Flash and Supergirl. Yeah,
okay. Seinfeld.
The Seinfeld musical episode. He's like, have you seen this?
What's the deal with singing? He's just mad.
Yeah. He's just mad about.
He's mad about you.
He's mad about the Mad About You one.
The Mad About You one. Oh,
no. The Cousin Ira song, one of my favorites.
I wish I knew more about Mad About You other than Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt.
Yeah, Helen Hunt.
Nice. Dude.
Nice. Where's my car?
So, yeah, this was great. So, what is it like? I thought it was really funny. It was funnier than I thought.
Yeah.
Let's see. I just write down like a bunch of dumb shit. One of the notes was just Sarah Michelle Gellar was 20 when they shot that.
Yeah, she was a kid.
Not a teen, so...
Gross.
I'm allowed to be horny for
her. Oh, yeah, you can be horny at her. She's also very... She's old. She's 50.
Yeah, I'll be horny for her. I'm horny for her now also. But I'm also horny for her then.
I'm horny for her then and now.
Yeah.
She's the love of my life.
She's the true definition of a now and later.
Right. Yeah.
I'm horny for her now and horny for her later.
That's what those candies are for. You eat one when you're horny now.
and then it's edible later.
Right. Sarah Michelle Gellar. I had a big crush on her when I was watching that show.
What about what's her name? Willow.
Allison Hannigan.
Hannigan.
Yep.
I was gonna call her Allison Hannity.
Allison,
like she's Sean Hannity's daughter.
Sean Hannity's kid.
Would be much worse.
She was like the alt.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a Buffy. I don't have a crush on Buffy. I have a crush on Willow.
I have a crush on the hot blonde one. I have a crush on the hot redhead.
Right. She's like also like very beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But this show was great. I was like, I'm just always so scared that I'm going to have to watch a horrible show.
Yeah.
But the thing is that like every show that everyone is having me watch is popular.
Right.
So it's like it's not going to be bad.
Right. It does maintain its popularity for a reason.
Yeah. It is the most 1997 show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, for sure.
Where it's like, oh, who did, was it Nerf Herder?
Yeah.
Does the intro, does the theme song, and it's like, just the fact that there's a band called Nerf Herder.
Yeah, the way that they dress.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's like in that Clueless world where it's like, I've never seen a school like this before.
Right, right.
I don't know, I've never...
There's like a big campus.
Yeah, like it like looks like an Ivy League college in my head, where it's like there's no difference. I also like it's like one of those things where it's like, I didn't like going to high school. So these people, I'm like, you're in high school every day.
Yeah.
You're some kind of superhero who likes to go to high school every day.
You're crazy. You're addicted to high school.
We gotta get you to high school rehab. You're there every day.
Yeah, I mean that was. I think one of the reasons that show was great, though, was because I feel like a lot of those high school shows were, like, about the cool kids.
Yeah.
And, like, Buffy was about, like, you know, Willow is, like, a nerd, and Xander is, like, thinks he's cool, but he's, like, an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And Buffy's, like, the new girl who, like, should ostensibly fit in with, like, all the cool people, but she doesn't.
But she's too busy murdering vampires.
Yeah, dusting them.
Was Xander supposed to be hot?
Xander, I think maybe.
Okay.
He was supposed to be hot.
I don't know.
The character of Jesse in the opening one.
Yeah, the guy that gets fucking slammed in the neck. Which is what I call.
I don't think he was supposed to. I don't think Xander was supposed to be hot.
Okay.
I think he was always supposed to be the comic relief, but he evolved into like a real sweetheart.
Okay.
Over the course of the show.
Yeah. And for a second, you see Angel.
Oh, yeah. You see a little bit of Angel.
You see a little bit of Angel in this.
Angel. The Angel TV show is very great, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that another Whedon pro?
That's a Whedon.
Production?
Whedon production.
Okay.
It spins off, and the first season is sort of like Mystery of the Week, which isn't great, but then it becomes like more serialized like Buffy.
Okay,
It's awesome.
When in the show did that... Did Angel become a thing? Like when in Buffy?
So his last season on Buffy is season 3.
Okay.
As a regular.
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah. So then by season 4, he's off on his own.
Yeah. Is it just because Buffy was such a hit?
Yeah.
That they were like, we need something else.
Yeah. I think Buffy was such a hit and Angel was like, his character like sort of runs his course.
Okay.
Too. So it's like sort of a sweet way to like keep the character alive, but also.
But he doesn't
like,
have to like stick around.
Stick around and just be like, a character who's served his purpose and is just there because he's popular.
Yeah. That's actually really smart.
Yeah.
That's why they should have done that with Family Matters.
They should have killed off Urkel.
They shouldn't have killed off Urkel. They should have given him his own show.
Imagine they killed Urkel off in like the series finale.
It's just like he opens up the machine that makes him cool and he's just like shriveled and dead inside of it. Like he went too cool.
Or he's like, or he's like, he comes and he's like, the Stefan Urkel machine gave me cancer. Too much radiation.
Oh, God. Like, he finds out that you're like, oh, yeah, you're a teenager.
You
shouldn't be able to make this crazy machine that definitely runs on, like, nuclear energy.
Right. Like, he's, like, pulling out clumps of hair.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh, this is dark.
This is fucking brutal.
Yeah. But then he leaves to make his own TV show, and then Family Matters is just about a regular family. There's no strife at all.
Yeah.
There's no conflict. He's just like, well, you know, I went to my job as a cop today, and Now I'm home. What am I going to do? Put my feet up and eat this sandwich. Eat Hope some... nothing bad happens.
Dads like sandwiches.
Yeah, and then nothing bad happens. And it's the most boring. It's like the Prairie Home Companion TV show.
Oh, don't tease me.
I've never listened to that.
Me either, actually. I've never listened.
But I'm going to say it right now. Fuck Garrison Keillor.
Yeah, you said it. I'm not going
to. I'm starting a beef.
I'm not co-signing because I want to play a cowboy on that show one day.
I don't even really know what it's about. But fuck you, Garrison Keillor, even though I think you're not a part of it anymore.
I hope he has a Google alert set so this pops up or something.
And I named the episode Fuck Garrison Keillor.
Where we talk about Buffy the Vampire
Slayer. We talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer for a while, and then Mike talks about fist fighting Garrison Keillor.
I think Buffy is also a really 90s idea of a name.
Oh, yeah. Where you're like, this is Buffy, and nothing weird about that at all.
Like, I feel like it was one of those things where, like, there was, like, a cliche joke of, like, the Valley Girl named Buffy, but it didn't really exist.
Yeah, that whole thing where it's, like, the Valley Girl thing, I don't know, I wasn't alive in Southern California in the late 80s.
Right.
But it seems almost like a fabrication, where it was, like, immediately they took something that might have existed and ramped it up to 11.
Right.
Made it a stereotype that doesn't really exist.
Right, I agree.
And then it existed because of the thing they made, like because of the movie Valley Girl and then like the Valley Girl character.
I feel sort of like that's how like hipsters are now.
Yeah.
Where like the cliche has overtaken any reality.
Yeah.
I mean, you still see people where you're like, come on.
Yeah, but then you're like everyone knows that you're like, oh, this person is like, I don't know if you like just got here from Europe and you think this is how Americans act or like some weird thing where it's like, are you on a prank show where you're pretending to be what you think a hipster is?
Right. I feel like as you leave New York, the further away you get, the looser the definition of a hipster becomes. Like, I remember like somebody was like, oh, you're wearing a band t-shirt and Chucks? What a hipster. And I was like,
oh, this is
what are we talking about?
It's literally like, oh, you don't own a farm.
Yeah.
You're a hipster.
Yeah.
Like that's
what are you writing in a notebook?
Ugh, these fucking hipsters.
Yeah. Taking a while.
It looks like we got hipsters here in insert Midwestern city.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have some hipsters here. There's like a guy in a coffee shop writing a screenplay.
Yeah. It's like one guy who had just discovered the Ramones.
Yeah.
And you're like, hipsters. Like a guy who just like inherited his father's record collection. And you're like, this fucking guy with his
good music.
Yeah. Fucking piece of shit.
Are you going to watch more Buffy?
I don't know. I think here's the thing where it's like, I liked it. Mm-hmm. It's not on Netflix anymore.
Yeah, so it might be on Hulu.
Is it on Hulu?
Maybe, I don't know.
I had to watch it on like an illegal streaming site, and it was so difficult to stop getting these little windows to pop up on my computer, where it was like, you are now being, it was like a voiceover thing where it was like something, it was like a voiceover that being like, there is viruses on your computer now and you have to send them this confirmation code. And I was like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm not sending you anything.
Send to who?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hi. I'm going to send it to virus@computer.com to be like, please stop. I want to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Subject, my laptop.
Yeah. There was, on this streaming site I found, there was a, like an unaired pilot or something where it was
Buffy?
Season 1 episode 0.
Oh, like the presentation maybe
something like that, but I was like, should I watch that? I was like, I don't think anyone has ever seen this.
Weird. That stuff's weird.
Yeah. So I watched episode 1 and it was like to be continued and I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I think
it was when it premiered, it was like a two-parter.
Okay.
Two-part premiere.
So I might watch part 2. For closure, because it literally ends with like Buffy in a fight with a vampire.
Yeah,
is how episode 1 ends.
Unfair.
Like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah,
there were so many things in the pilot though that I like. Where I know this isn't. See, this is my problem. This is why I don't watch television shows, because I'm immediately like, this isn't what real life is like. And it's like, this is a show about a woman murdering vampires.
Yeah, I know.
Like, of course it's not. But I'm like, why would the librarian be at the teen club? And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, this fucking guy.
Oh, Giles, man. Yeah. Giles, great.
I liked him, but I don't. this that weird trope of like older person who is now friends with teens all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's got to go.
Is that a trope?
It's at least a trope in like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Back to the Future.
Okay, right. I see what you're saying.
So like that thing where it's like Giles is...
But Giles has a purpose. I don't know if it's revealed in the pilot.
Where it's like he's like the Watcher?
He's the Watcher.
That's what it's called. And like, which is not a great nickname.
No.
For a man hanging out with teens.
No, that's...
I'm the Watcher and the Rubber.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here to do.
And
I'm
pretty soon you're going to meet the Licker.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here to watch and rub, and you're here to slide.
Yeah, a Watcher's not a great nickname.
No, but what are you going to do?
But he's like, you know, there's this whole mythology about the Slayer, and she always has a Watcher. And so, like, every Slayer that's ever existed gets assigned a Watcher, and they both are chosen at basically, you know.
Before time.
Yeah, whatever. So,
because the one in the movie is Donald Sutherland?
Is it Sutherland?
Isn't he
the vampire?
He might be the vampire. But doesn't he train her, and then that's the twist at the end?
I can't remember.
He trains her, and then it ends up that he's the vampire or some shit?
I can't remember. I think Sutherland might have just been the Watcher, actually. Yeah, no, Sutherland's the Watcher, and the vampire, I think, might be Rutger Hauer.
The vampire is Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, I fucking love Rutger Hauer.
Oh, I love... My friends had a band called Rutger Hauer.
Great name for a band.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so Sutherland was the Watcher.
Yeah,
okay. So, like, he, like, trains her and, like, guides her, and so there's, like, a reason for him to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, yeah, it's, like, a thing where it's, like, Karate Kid also. There's, like, all these things. But it's, like, yeah, all these people have a purpose. They're not just, like, hanging around being, like, what's up, teens?
Yeah.
You're trying to hang out?
I mean,
out?
That's the weirdest thing about Back to the Future. Is that
they're just friends.
They're just friends.
There's... No, I don't even want to be friends with most of my friends. Why would I want to be friends with this? This isn't a podcast about the intricacies of Back to the Future.
Right.
But it could be.
But if it
I'm
was.
I'm so mad.
Yeah.
I got a lot of opinions about Back to the Future. Mostly that I think as a trilogy, it's overrated.
Mm.
I think the first one is a perfect movie.
Yes.
I think two is shit because half of it is one. It's literally half of it is flashbacks to one. And then three, I'm like, you lost me.
Oh,
you're back in time now?
This is my favorite trilogy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is my favorite. I agree with you, though, in that one is perfect.
It's a perfect movie.
Like, beginning to end, it's like clockwork.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, two's tough. It's a middle child, so it doesn't have, like, a beginning. It doesn't have an end, really.
Yeah. There's, like, cool stuff. Like, the parts in the future are cool.
Yeah.
But then half of it is a flashback to one.
But you see it from different perspectives. Yeah, it's sort of fun, like, running into himself.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, you had to write half a movie. You wrote half a movie.
Yeah, they wrote the whole movie, though.
They wrote half a movie. They're like, one got popped, and they're like, we got to make two. And he's like, what if it's mostly one?
The production report for the day is like, remember the first one?
Yeah.
The third one's, I like, it's just a dumb Western. I like it.
Yeah. I think it's dumb.
It's like a classic Western.
I have a lot of the same opinions about the Tremors movies, but no one likes those except me.
I love Tremors. The first one I love.
The first one is great. See, the first one is great.
The first Tremors is legit great.
A good movie. The second one, you're like, all right, now they're flying.
Bacon's gone. Oh, they fly in the second one, right?
Yeah. And then the third one, I think even the other guy is gone.
Fred Ward?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the guy from Family Ties, right?
Yeah. So I think he might be gone. And then in the third movie, the
aren't they little?
Creatures are called ass blasters.
No.
Yes. 100%. And then the fourth one is back in time.
Right, the fourth one. Yeah.
But it's not them going back in time. It's like set.
No, it's like in the Old West, right?
Yeah, it's like set in the Old West when that town becomes.
Yeah.
But it's everyone playing.
When that town becomes.
When it becomes, you know, when the town forms. But it's like everyone from the first movie is back playing themselves.
How do you feel about that? I could be sold on it.
It's for a fourth movie in a franchise. It's not horrendous.
Right.
But
wasn't there a fifth one coming out? I think
there's been talk of a fifth one for years. And would I see it in the movie theaters? 1,000%.
Will it come out in the movie theaters?
No way. Will I rent out a movie theater and plug in my Netflix and show Tremors 5?
Yes.
Possibly. I mean, there's that little theater in Williamsburg that you can do that.
That would be awesome.
Metrograph. It's like a 30-person theater.
That would be great. I would be down
for
that.
I'll watch Tremors. Well, producers of Tremors 5, You got one screening.
Get out of here.
You got one screening.
It would be great if somebody took Tremors and made like another big, fun, dumb B movie.
Yeah.
For like sequel.
Of well, it. I think all those things are now just on the Sci-Fi Channel. That's
I know.
Where everything like that goes.
I just mean like if somebody who's got like a little bit of chops like made like a decent new Tremors movie.
Yeah. Oh, a new Tremors. Okay.
Tremors 5 was actually released in 2015.
Oh, fuck.
Tremors 6.
Oh.
2018.
Oh, fuck. Oh, so announced. Tremors 5 is 2015 and we missed it. We got to find it.
Right.
So Tremors 6.
We need
6,
to know what it's about.
2018. I got to set
aside
an alarm.
From Tremors.
I got to set an alarm.
Set an alarm for 2018
for
the new Tremors
for the year January 1st, 2018. I won't stop screaming until I see Tremors.
Tremors, the Tremors countdown.
Yeah,
man, that first one is great though.
That first one is legitimately a very good movie.
Freaked me out.
I watched all four in one night.
Oh the man,
first time I'd seen it any of
that's
them.
That's a real roller coaster.
It was a rough night.
There's a great in the Buffyverse. There's a great so you have Buffy, you have Angel.
Joel.
There's a great comic book,
okay,
called Frey.
Yeah,
that is like 8 issues, and it's about a Slayer in the way, way future.
Oh, in the future,
like yeah, and the idea I believe is that I think vampires have taken over, maybe.
Okay, so it's like a vampire world now.
I think that's what happens.
Okay.
And she gets like the calling to be the Slayer again, and like it's really good.
Yeah.
I recommend
so
it.
So is it like, with all the Slayers, I don't know, like if, are most of the comic books just about the actual Buffy?
Well,
or is it like this, like where it's like off, where it's well, like a Slayer?
Well, no, so the Frey was the one that was like just about like a different person.
Yeah.
And there was like a neat call back to like the weapon she uses is in like season 7 of Buffy.
Okay.
But a lot of the Buffy comics are like they literally are called like season 8.
Oh, okay.
Season 9 and
okay.
Like they like kind of continue from the
okay, so
from
they
the end of
the same
TV
story.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool cuz I don't know if it was going to be like this is Buffy's great 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 granddaughter or something or if it's
yeah,
like, passed on like
yeah,
that.
No, they kind of kept continuity with the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's a great show. Do you know that? So I think it was Vulture did a big TV bracket, like a couple years ago.
I think I saw that, but I didn't pay attention because it was one of those things where it's like I haven't seen any of these shows.
Right.
I've never seen TV shows. So
it was people like facing like TV shows facing off and people voting on like what would advance
okay.
to be like the greatest TV show of all time.
Yeah.
And The Wire was up against Buffy.
Oh wow.
And David Simon who. Created The Wire.
Yeah,
he was like, "This sucks." He's like, "Buffy's the best." He's like,
"Really?"
Yeah, he's like, "I don't want to be." He's like, "I don't want The Wire to be against Buffy."
Yeah,
he's like, "Buffy's so good."
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
because that's the thing where it's like Joss Whedon fans are like so rabid,
right?
Almost,
right?
Where it's like, if it's a voting thing, it's like you're gonna lose,
right? Or they
unless
because
like I feel like maybe the only people that are as rabid are Wire fans,
right? True. But you would also think like we all like kind of are like, oh, I bet this guy doesn't like this because his show is so gritty and real. But the cool thing is like David Simon, who's like made the most street level
yeah.
show of all time, was like, oh, Buffy's great.
Yeah. And then you're just like, oh, fuck. People can like
you can
more
have
than one thing.
What?
Fuck.
You can like Slayer and Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah. Which I do. I like both. One of the first weeks I lived in New York City, I weeped on the train to a Fleetwood Mac song.
Good for you.
Thank you so much. You know, it was a real landslide.
Of emotions.
Oh, yeah. That's what made me cry. I was like, fuck, we are getting older. Here we are.
And
getting older, too. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm getting so older. the beginning of the pilot is like a random guy and girl sneaking into the high school to fuck.
Right.
And that might be one of the saddest things ever. To be like, I know where to fuck, where I used to eat lunch. To be like, come on in. Let's go.
Let's a fuck.
Let's go. But because the woman ended up being hot blonde vampire. Who's in the pilot. And then
Darlene, I think.
Gets murdered?
Does she get murdered?
No. One guy gets murdered. One male vampire gets murdered.
Isn't that the sister from... Isn't that the girlfriend from Dexter? Who is that?
I've never seen Dexter.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
I think it's Darlene. She's in it for a little bit.
Okay. So the way they're like tricking people, because the whole conceit of the pilot is that they're trying to get the vampires are trying to get ready for some harvest.
Oh, the harvest. Yes, the harvest.
And they're trying to feed the master. They're trying to feed this the master, who is like shown towards the end of the pilot.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get people to come back. They're like trying to trick people into being like, yeah, let's fuck each other.
Hey, you want to fuck?
Yeah, and then they had to lead them.
Definitely
to the
not a vampire.
Yeah, and then they lead them to the graveyard, which I think this is my favorite. I like, because I like some vampire stuff, and I really like how dread, like the face changing.
Oh, the face changing is great.
It's so cool because they go from hot person to like Nosferatu,
sort of ugly,
ugly face, and you're like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah,
because you're like, vampires are monsters,
right?
And usually because it's like, you know, not a lot of vampire. There's not hasn't been that many vampire movies made other than like Twilight and a couple other things.
Right, but they went through the period of like being very sexy.
Very sexy very vampires. Like, and it's like in Buffy they're pretty sexy, but then they change
right
to ugly.
And they're ugly.
Which is cool.
Yeah, no, I like the vampire mythology in Buffy. Buffy has the they have to be invited in.
Yeah.
They change and they look ugly. They turn to dust when they get staked.
Yeah.
Which is a thing that I really like. Yeah, they're not really like all like
it's not like Interview with a Vampire,
sexy vampire,
like sexy Brad Pitt,
yeah,
Tom Cruise, fucking
right,
yeah,
or like Twilight. They're kind of like
yeah,
gritty and
yeah, where you're like, oh, this is
like they're killers,
yeah, they're murderers, and they're scary, and yeah. I like that. But there's no way if I because like they go to this like hot cool teen club.
Oh, the Bronze, yeah,
which is just a warehouse.
Yep.
That has a band playing and a full diner inside of it, which is bananas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, it's like, did you go to high school in Bushwick? What is going on?
That is the Bronze.
And that band that's playing inside the Bronze is so incredibly bad. It's crazy. They look like POD and they sound like Christian rock.
You look like POD.
But you don't sound like POD, which is Christian rock,
right.
But at least it has a little edge to it.
It's very bland.
It's
right?
Like it was the most like this music was free sounding yeah, music yeah, yeah. I've ever heard in my entire life.
There's a moment in that show where they go to the Bronze and
is that like a big part of the show? Is the Bronze like
the Bronze plays a big part of the of the show?
Brother, I love it.
The Bronze,
I love
great.
That.
It's so clearly bad. Yeah,
that's like such a thing where it's like. There's like adults here with teens. The teacher's here. No one's checking IDs.
Yeah, everybody's pretty cool about it.
I think I might be a narc.
There was
I'm like, what's going on here?
There was
an adult.
There was like a club for teens where I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
And it was called Obsessions.
Obsessions.
And my friend's band played there a few times.
Yeah.
It was like a weird place.
Yeah, this was like a high school that I never knew because I've never been to like the club. I went once. Here in New York City a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Because I was like seeing a woman who would do things like that.
Go to the club?
Well, it wasn't like she wouldn't like go to the club, but she is like, she's pretty well off.
Yeah.
So she like, is just like, it's one of those things where it's like when you have enough money, you just know a lot of people.
And it's yeah. Like, and you just get invited to like
yeah.
crazy things.
So
yeah.
It was like a club that was closing. That her friends owned.
And it was called the Bronze.
I don't remember what it was called. It was somewhere in like the meatpacking district
or
something.
Of course, yeah. The worst.
Like,
the worst place.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, it was kind of bro-y, but then it was a thing where it was like, we know the owner, so we're like up in like, on the stage.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where like the DJ is playing.
Yeah, and, that's the ideal.
Yeah, and it was just like, you know, like fucking, it was like velvet couches. And it was like literally me sitting there being like, super straight edge and like so annoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
Just being like, I fucking.
But at least you had like the hookup. Like, I went to the canal room a few times.
Yeah.
And it was like, I used to know the girls who ran the door and like their husband used to work with me.
Yeah.
Or one of their husbands. And so like there'd be like a line around the corner and like we would just go and they'd be like, oh, come on in. And I'd
yeah,
be like,
that happened that night. And I was just like, fuck you in your fucking
face. It feels
face.
Real good.
Oh,
I can
man.
See how people just get addicted to that shit.
There's no way if I was given more money or more access to things that I would not be the biggest prick.
A monster.
Oh, I'm already kind of a monster now and I have nothing.
Yeah, you have no reason to be.
I have to like ask people to buy me dinner sometimes, and I'm still like, fuck you. Yeah. I'm fucking better than you.
I'm better than you.
Everyone should be kissing my feet when I walk in this door. Also, please kiss my feet. I have not been washed in a while. I need a shower. Please buy me socks.
Gross.
Yeah. I mean, I wash my feet every once in a while.
It's tough. They're all the way down there, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, so the bronze, there's something that...
There's a scene like in one of the middle seasons where like Michelle Branch is playing there.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this place is supposed to be cool. And
I said Michelle Branch was playing
Wait,
there.
Wait, is Michelle Branch...
No, that was Vanessa Carlton.
That's Vanessa Carlton. Michelle Branch is guitar.
Michelle Branch is guitar. Vanessa Carlton is piano.
And Kelly Clarkson
is American Idol.
Is American Idol.
Yeah.
And
I am a samurai sword.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. So Michelle Branch. What's Michelle Branch?
That's her podcast. Yeah. Welcome to Michelle's Branch.
That's you, Michelle Obama's podcast where she reviews each branch of the government.
Branch, yeah. Her song was I can't remember her song. Like Vanessa Carlton was
A Thousand Miles,
and Michelle Branch had a big hit like right around the same time.
Tonight,
yeah. I can't remember what Michelle Branch's was.
I don't know either.
She had a big hit.
We'll never know.
We'll never know what it was.
We'll never know. But yeah, so they're at this hot club, and then this is like five tangents ago, but they
five
are like
a bunch of vampires show up, right?
No, there was like the two vampires there, the Darlene and then the dude that gets murked by Buffy. And they're trying to bring people back, and they bring they bring back Willow and the other dude, Jimmy or whoever.
Xander?
No, the other guy that's with Xander all the time with the goatee.
Oh, yeah. It's Milo.
Milo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where Jimmy came from.
Yeah.
But so it's the hot blonde vampire Darlene. There's no way if she was like, let's get out of here, I'd be like, I'm already there. I'm already outside.
I'm outside.
I'm already outside. Here's my Toyota Camry. Let's get into it.
It's not mine.
It's
just
not
kidding.
Mine. I stole this Toyota Camry.
It's reliable.
Yeah. But it's like, she was just so hot. And if I was like, you know, this is all like a written world, but if it was like, even now, if a woman that good looking was like, let's get out of here, I'd be like, I trust you. Implicitly.
Oh, right. What happens? Like, does he not?
No, should they bring him to the graveyard, and then he gets... She bites him in the neck,
yeah.
And then I don't know what they bring him to the hospital, or they're trying to bring him to the hospital.
Right.
See, this is what happens. I didn't finish the second part of the pilot.
He becomes a vampire.
Motherfucker. This motherfucker. He was good.
Milo?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Now he's bad?
Yeah.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, well, it's interesting.
This motherfucker's he's got a little bit fighting of an arc for there. The South now.
Yeah. That's what they call becoming a vampire.
You're fighting for the South.
Yeah. You raise up the old...
You raise the old stars and bars.
Stars and bars.
And you start biting people's necks.
Yeah, and you're like...
It's fucked.
Heritage not hate.
Yeah, that's what... Actually, a lot of vampires do talk about that.
Dude,
where it's like, we do want to kill you and suck your blood, but only because our ancestors
because
did.
Of cultural celebration. That is it doesn't end. That's how it ends.
That's how the episode one ends, where it's like the three of them, Willow, Xander, and Milo,
mm-hmm.
are like walking through the graveyard, and then they get stopped by a bunch of vampires. And then it goes back
up.
And Buffy is fighting that super strong one vampire dude. In, like, the mausoleum.
Right.
And then that's the end of episode one.
Gotcha.
It's, like, to be continued.
Cool.
So you don't even get any fucking closure.
I mean...
And you're just thinking about it all day long. And you're upset.
The best thing about Buffy, I think, and this is, like, the best of, like, Angel 2, and it's why Whedon is so good to me, is because he understands, like, group dynamics.
Yeah.
Is that the show, like, morphs into not just Buffy, but, like, the nickname... Their nickname was the Scooby Gang.
Okay.
Because they all became like a group. So like they became like they
okay,
would fight
so
the evil
like,
in town as like a group, and like
Buffy, Xander, Willow,
Giles. Seth Green pops in for a little bit.
Somebody asked me about Seth Green today and I was like, I got nothing.
What? Like how he's doing?
No, I think they were like they asked me something if he was in it.
Yeah.
No, they asked me if he was also in the movie.
He was not.
He was not, but I didn't even know he was in the TV show.
Yeah, he's in the TV show only for like a couple seasons.
Okay, I'll take that.
But he's good.
Post Can't Hardly Wait?
Yes.
All right.
You know, when it,
that's peak
peaks,
green.
Peak green.
That's peak green right there.
So they becomes like they become they slowly like morph it into like it's not just her friends standing around watching Buffy, but like they're all solving things together okay. and getting involved in scrapes and
yeah.
scrambles.
Which one of them is Scooby?
None of them.
Is there a dog involved in the show, vampire or not?
I wish there was a vampire dog, but
that would be
I think
so Ken vampires.
There is a dog-ish episode in the first season.
Okay.
Called The Pack.
All right.
Yeah.
Ken a vampire. This doesn't have anything to do with Buffy. Just vampire mm-hmm. lore in general.
Just vampire talk?
Just vampire talk.
You talking vampires.
I love talking vampires. Number one, I want to hang out. This is back to Buffy for a second. I want to hang out in the vampire lair.
Oh, it's pretty
it's
cool.
It's so cool looking, and they're just like listening to hard industrial music.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
metal.
Like wearing black, and yeah. I'm like, these are my people. Vampires are my people.
Can we get some more chains in here, please?
Yeah. Oh man, they look so Hot Topic.
Yeah.
But like not like chain Jenko Hot Topic, but like velvet jacket
yeah,
Hot
yeah,
Topic.
Totally.
Where like Angel is supposed to be hot, and he's wearing for sure a velvet blazer,
right.
like a fucking Hugh Hefner looking smoking jacket, and he's like, "Bing!"
He's like,
"I got you this necklace."
You kids like this? And they're like, "No, weirdo."
Yeah, no, we don't, we're not Edgar Allan Poe fans.
Yeah,
why are you dressed like this? But so can a vampire bite an animal that's not a human
mm-hmm.
and turn it into a vampire? Oh, is because they have to bite you back to become a
yeah. They gotta suck on your blood too. They gotta suck your blood. But I think mm-hmm. you get a dog to do that. But just put some peanut butter on it.
You put some peanut butter on your neck, and
you bite the dog,
and you bite the dog, and then you put some peanut butter on your
you
neck.
Put some peanut butter over it,
and then you bite. You cut yourself.
You gotta cut yourself open.
Because I don't think the blood knows how it gets in there.
Yeah,
so you cut yourself.
Blood don't know shit, man.
Here's the thing, blood. Ain't smart.
Hey, blood ain't smart.
So you cut yourself, let the dog lick that blood.
Yeah.
That dog's a vampire.
Yeah, I think you could do that.
Fuck yeah.
I think dogs are one of the few that you can get to do that.
I'm though. About to turn a dog into a vampire.
Yeah.
I'm about to go find a dog.
It's going to be a string of dead dogs in Ridgewood,
yeah.
Queens.
Yeah, but, and then they're like, what happened? I'm like, I'm trying to turn them into a vampire. And they're like, are you a vampire? And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, is that part of this?
No!
One?
I just thought you had to feed a dog a bunch of your own blood.
I read a book called, Rising?
Yeah.
It was some zombie book that was like not great. Or it was okay. But they have in the book everything had become zombies. Like everything on Earth had become zombies. So there was like zombies, yeah. Fish and
oh, okay.
Birds and all the animals. So yeah. It was like sort of interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I read books.
I like I've never read a book.
I read bad horror books.
I was like there was, like, I might have read, like, I think I was very into 28 Days Later when it came out, and I had, like, one zombie-related book.
Yeah.
And then it became a thing where it was, like, Mike loves zombies, and I was like, I don't. And then everyone's like, you do.
You love them.
You love them.
You want to marry a zombie.
Yeah, and everyone's like, Mike, are you watching The Walking Dead? I was like, I've never seen an episode.
Yeah,
I liked 28 Days Later, and...
I mean, I loved zombies, but
yeah.
I loved zombies when I was in high school.
But it's not like my thing.
What is your favorite horror monster?
Oh,
if you had to pick one, then
that's rough. I mean,
like we're talking Draculas. We're talking
werewolf.
Werewolf.
I love a werewolf.
Love a werewolf.
I love. Listen, sometimes the worst monster is people.
Yeah, they're gonna say yourself
is yourself. But no, I feel like a lot of my favorite horror movies are people, like
oh,
people,
like
people are,
like people turning on each
people
other,
people turning on each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's also like I also love Evil Dead,
oh,
like those.
Yeah, but
like,
I feel like
Evil Dead movies,
people turning on each other, always has sort of been the hallmark of zombie movies because
yeah.
like they you always just end up cooped up and turning
exactly
on one another.
Like oh the original I saw the original Dawn of the Dead in a theater.
Oh, I love that movie.
God,
I would love to see
so
a movie
good.
In a theater. I fucking
yeah.
adore that movie.
On Long Island there is there's like two nice movie theaters, like two like movie theaters that show indie movies, really.
Yeah.
And one I've only been to a couple times, and then there's another one called the Cinema Arts Center, which I like a lot. And like in the summer they have a series where on like Friday or Saturday nights they'll do double features
cool.
that are like goofy. Whereas like one night it was Face Off and Con Air,
oh,
which was
great.
And then every summer they do a thing where they do it's it starts at 11 p.m. on a Saturday night, and they do 5 horror movies in a row, marathon.
Mm.
4 of them you know. 4 of them you know what they are.
Like they've advertised
it. They've advertised it. And the 5th one is a surprise, cool. But it's always a classic.
Oh, that's awesome.
And one year it was Dawn of the Dead.
That's great.
And it was so fucking good.
I really want to see it in theaters.
It was so good. I also was mildly racist during it.
Okay.
Because I was like delirious at this point. And the one guy in there I thought was Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, the guy. One
with
of the guys.
Like the black guy with the beard.
Yeah.
I thought it was Lawrence Fishburne, but it's not.
Nope.
And I just kept yelling Larry at the screen.
Oh, boy.
And when I figured out I was wrong, I was like, I have to go live in the toilet.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I am a fucking asshole.
So to be fair, I think in any screening on Long Island, there's one guy screaming Larry at every movie.
Oh, my God. I went to the Cinema Arts Center once because I was home visiting and hung out with my friend Nick, who I hang out with every time I'm home. And
Shout out to Nick.
We went and saw The Lobster
uh-huh.
together, and we were the only people laughing in the theater.
Oh, really?
Because it's like fuck. It's like dark.
It's funny, but fucked up funny.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a very dark.
You haven't seen it
kind
yet.
Of comedy.
Yeah,
but there's very funny stuff in it. But it's like a lot of older people go to this movie theater. So it was like a lot of older people or just like people who didn't know what the fuck it
right,
was.
Right, right.
Or like had never seen a movie like that at all.
Sure.
So then Nick and I are just sitting there dying at some parts and no one else is reacting at all.
It's great.
I'm just like, fuck. And apparently other people saw it like at like BAM or other places.
And people were laughing there the whole time.
Oh, they were like, this is one of the greatest theater experiences I had ever had.
That's really funny. It's so funny. I feel like older folks will like, when there's like a movie that will like get some good reviews and it's like considered like sort of more serious than like something else, they'll just go because it's like, oh, this movie, The Lobster, got some great reviews. Let's go see it because it's an important movie.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh no, like what are we, what did we just get in? Like, what are we in store for?
Yeah. I feel, And then they're just like, well, we're already here.
Yeah.
And we got to watch
it. It's movie night.
Yeah. It's movie night. We're at the Cinema Arts Center together. I'm here with my husband, Bob, who I've known since 1842. Yeah, that's great. I liked Buffy. I thought it was great.
Hell yeah, dude.
I thought it was really good.
Keep watching it. I'll watch it with you.
It is crazy that she carries a stake in her purse at school.
She got it, baby.
I know. She's the vampire
slayer.
But she was also there being like, I don't want to fight vampires anymore. So then why have the stake? If you don't want to.
If you still know you can do it, though, you got to have it.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like...
You can't be like, what are you getting killed? I don't do that no more.
Do you think Derek Jeter just has a baseball in his back pocket at all times now?
Yes, he does.
Oh, that fucking... That
anytime a baseball game could have break out.
He's all of a sudden super
yeah,
Dominican.
Yeah, super weird. A baseball gonna break out.
I go on and I play the baseball. I don't think
we're veering into weird territory.
Yeah, I don't think we should be doing this.
Yeah, it's true.
But that is... It's not...
She wants to just be a normal kid.
She wants to be a normal kid. Yeah. And
but also, like, if you have the ability to fight vampires and you know you can save people, like, that's the thing. It's like, she's always going to be drawn to the idea of helping people because that's how she is.
Yeah. So it's like, she's a begrudging hero.
Yeah, at this moment, especially early on, because she dealt with whatever had happened. And
then she had to go,
town,
yeah.
She has to leave. She doesn't want to put her mom through, like, you know, more bullshit and all that stuff. So... And she just wants a normal life, and it's kind of like the struggle, especially of the first season.
Yeah.
Of her accepting the fact that she is the Slayer and she has to protect, you know, the Hellmouth.
Yeah. Oh, the Hellmouth.
That's
a great band name.
Hellmouth really good.
I feel like there has to be a band called Hellmouth.
Oh, there has to be.
I feel like I've probably played with them.
Yeah.
I just am forgetting it.
There has to be a band named Hellmouth.
Yeah. That's, yeah, fuck. It's good. I don't think I can watch it.
Yeah, well.
I might.
If you do, let me know.
Yeah, I will. I don't know, because it was like, it's a thing where it's like, I started this show because I don't watch television shows, and now I can't watch every television
show
ever. Right,
right.
It's going to kill me.
It's like setting you back even further.
Yeah, it's like the reason I was like, oh, maybe I'll find something I like, and it's like, I've already watched a couple that I like.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't fucking watch all
these
TV
shows.
Because the reason I don't watch them, part of the reason is that it's overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
With Buffy, it's like, oh, there's 7 seasons? That's so many episodes.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, so many.
I can't do it.
Especially for those older shows. Like, the first season is 13, but, like, those older network shows, man, like, those are 22-episode seasons.
Right away.
And, like, you, that's a lot. There's, yeah, like, 120 episodes
can't.
Of that show.
I'm just like, nah, bro.
Yeah, nah,
like,
dude,
this was good, and I will fucking...
But it's easier for you to, like the 13-episode shows. Like,
yeah. If every
significantly less
show was on the British schedule...
Of six
to 20 episodes, and then you're done forever.
Yeah.
I would love TV.
I think more TV should be that way, honestly.
I think so, for sure.
I think all those Marvel shows on Netflix should all be like six episodes.
And then done?
Not even done, but like 13 is it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's too much.
To just be like, here you go, and then drop them all at once.
And you drop them all at once. I mean, I hate that method anyway.
The thing is that I think, because it's like I've started watching some shows,
yeah,
and it's like I wish that it was once a week.
Yeah,
I wish that I could jump in at the beginning of The Sopranos, or I wish that I had, like, you know, there's some shows where I will watch them every week, but because I like that, I'm like, oh, I have a week to digest this.
Yeah, no,
I don't have to watch. I'm not gonna watch six episodes in a row and be like,
and be like, what did I watch?
Yeah, and then like forget half of it.
I feel like so much of it too has become like just bragging about. I watched it all in one weekend. I'm like, okay, like I had stuff to do. So.
Yeah, I went outside. Like, you know,
I don't care.
Like, stretched my legs for a while.
It doesn't mean anything to me that you did that.
I talked to a person.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a thing. I hate that.
I met a man.
I hate. I started a whole new life.
I robbed a bank and then I left town.
I hate the binge watch thing. I'm not a fan of it.
No, I like to watch. I think it's nice to have the option, maybe.
Sure.
But it's like, I'll watch 2-3 episodes in a row, and then I'm like, I got something I gotta do. I would like to take a break and do something else.
Same.
Watch something different. Listen to a fucking record.
Yeah.
Like, put something, you know.
Yep.
Put a bunch of ice cubes in the sink and then turn the hot water on. Yeah, watch them melt.
Yell at the neighborhood kids.
Yeah. Do whatever.
Yeah.
You know, listen to the neighbors. I was gonna say listen to the cats outside fuck.
Yep.
But then neighbors came out, and then I gotta listen to my neighbors fuck now, even though my only true neighbor is my 70-something-year-old Dominican landlord who lives underneath me, who I don't think has ever had sex.
No. He's sex every day. He's having sex right now. Okay. I saw him.
All right. That's pretty cool. Yeah. All right. As long as my landlord can fuck and then gets off my back about me paying rent on time.
He fuck.
Yeah. My landlord will come up and, like, mop the floor, like, in front of our front door. Like on the 31st with like a lot of bleach.
Oh my God.
To be like, I'm here.
Yeah, don't forget.
I'm around. And then I'm always like, you got to give me a little time. And then my landlord's sister will come up because my landlord doesn't really speak English, but my landlord's sister does. And then she'll be like, do you have money? And I'll be like,
mm-mm. No, no, no.
Sorry.
No.
I'm like, it is 11 a.m. on the 1st.
Yeah.
I didn't. Yes, we pay our rent in cash. No, we don't get receipts. So we could be kicked out at any time.
Yep.
And they're like, we gave you that new lease to sign 3 months ago. And we're like, we're looking over it.
Yeah. Where is it?
Know. Yeah. So
we lost it in the bleach.
Yeah. I dropped in the bleach and now it's just a bunch of white pieces of paper. Sorry. Yeah, so Buffy was great. So you watched it all. So did you catch? You caught up with, like, you missed some of it in college.
I missed some of it in college. I caught up with it. I think, I can't remember how I caught up. I remember watching like the last season live too.
Okay.
So like, I seasons 1-3 like loved. I think season 4 I mostly watched. Season 5 I missed, and season 6 I missed a lot of. And I think then I caught up on them, and then watched season 7 while it was airing.
I think that's how it was for me with The Office and Parks and Rec.
Oh, you like dropped out then came back in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec less because it's only 5 seasons, I think. So I think I was there through most of it.
Yeah.
But I remember The Office 1-3 or 4 was like appointment television.
Yeah. Those first seasons are pretty great.
Dude.
I mean, the first season is not great.
Yeah.
But the second.
Season like 3 and 4 is like maybe you could make an argument that it's the best, like a perfect television season.
Yeah, it's great. I watched those and then I kind of dropped out and never went back in. Part of me wants to go back and like watch the end of it.
If you're going to watch the ending, get ready to cry.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, I remember I watched the I watched the finale of The Office the day after it aired on my computer in my apartment at the time, which was a Dell desktop computer.
Yeah.
At this wooden desk that was like a little too short for me. So I'm like shoving my knees underneath it, watching on a desktop computer and just
weeping,
sobbing.
Hell yeah.
Like, but it was like in my quote unquote office, which didn't have a door. So uh-huh. It was just like a little room off of the living room that I put like my desk and my books.
It sounds like a place you're paid to go to cry in.
Yeah. So it was just like there, and I was just like hoping my roommate didn't come out of her room to like make breakfast and like watch me sobbing.
Oh man, I cried during the Buffy finale.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It
was pretty rough.
I haven't cried in so long. I've been trying.
We gotta
get you
to cry.
I've been trying. I got close recently.
Yeah, what'd you watch?
I don't want to say.
Say it.
WWE Hall of Fame induction.
Oh yeah.
I got close. Listen, if you're gonna talk about a dead wrestler, I'm gonna well up, but nothing fell.
I cried during the Owen Hart tribute.
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
That Monday Night Raw.
Yeah,
episode.
Of course.
Yeah.
I remember I was living in my mom's house for a couple of months. I moved out of my dad. I like moved home to my dad's house.
Yeah,
and then got a job that was closer to my mom's house, so that I moved to my mom's house when I was like, and then I eventually moved out and got an apartment.
Right,
but I remember I was like living in my mom's house, and I was living on like a little twin bed that was like, what is that, a trundle bed that has like another bed?
Oh yeah, I had a trundle bed when I was a kid.
So it was like that, but definitely for like a fairy princess sleepover thing, and like that's in my mom's guest room. And I remember I was sitting in a beanbag chair that I'd gotten for Christmas.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was watching the Mr. Perfect documentary, and it was just like talking. It was like his son talking about his dead dad. And I'm just like sitting in this my mom's house, which is my mom, me, my mom, and both of my grandparents.
Uh-huh.
And like I'm living in this thing. I'm working this job I don't want to work. My grandma's opening my mail every day. I like hadn't been on a date in forever. And I'm just sitting there in this beanbag chair weeping.
Hell yeah.
At a Mr. Perfect documentary. And I'm just like, you have to fix something. And then I started doing stand-up comedy.
Right. As you do.
And nothing has been fixed since.
Just fucking smash it down.
Oh, God. And now I can't cry.
Well, it's fixed one problem in a way.
I stopped crying.
Yeah. So. Jam that closet full of things.
So that's great. Awesome. Yeah. So Buffy is great. You love it. You're a buff boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm a buff boy.
You're a buff boy. Cool. Is there anything else you want to say about Buffy before we
end? No,
I
just think everybody should fucking watch it and then watch Angel. And then I used to actually switch off DVDs, like the episode order, between Angel and Buffy.
So like it was going in the real order of the world?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's some deep nerd
shit. Yeah, yeah.
Were you one of those fuckers who gave money for Firefly?
No, 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 no.
I was about to have to end up.
No, 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 no. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Firefly's pretty good, though.
You know I ain't never seen that show.
Yeah. That's only one season, though, so you can watch that.
That's fine by me, then.
But watch Buffy. Appreciate Buffy. And
I loved it. I thought it was great. It was way funnier than I thought.
Yeah. I think everybody should watch Buffy, and you're dumb if you don't. You're a fucking dumb idiot.
Oh, I'm not going to go that far because
these people that listen to this show.
Up until today, I was a dumb idiot. And tomorrow,
back to dumb idiot.
I'll be a dumb idiot.
But yeah, no, I love the show. That's it.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks. Is there anything you want to plug?
Oh, I have a podcast called Morning Coffee, MourNing. Mike has been on it. It's about mourning, loss, grief, and death. So
I went on there to talk about how fun life is.
Yeah, it's we have pretty good conversations that are mostly sad.
Yeah, it's great. It's a really great podcast.
But check it out on iTunes, and that's it. Yeah. My name is Chris Caligero.
Yeah, find Chris on the internet. You can find me on the internet everywhere because I'm the only Mike Abruzzi. I'm not, but the only other Mike Abruzzi of note is a lawyer in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So if you just look for Mike Abruzzi, you're going to find me. and you found me because you're listening to this podcast already. So cool. Thanks for listening. That's it. Goodbye. I love you.
Bye. Love you.